This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. My first guest this second hour is the president of Carson Productions and the nephew of Johnny Carson. We are celebrating an anniversary that is unbelievable. 60 years ago, this past October 1st, was the 60th anniversary of Johnny Carson taking the reins from Jack Barr on The Tonight Show. Unbelievable. It's been 60 years, and Jeff and I are going to be chatting about that great show that will never be duplicated. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, it makes no difference. A new book out called The Woking Dead is part of our show with its author, A.J. Rice, then NFL football great Ovi Muhaley and Catherine Emery. And that's all coming up this second hour live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to mypillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. mypillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Last week, October 1st, marked the 60th anniversary that Johnny Carson took over The Tonight Show back in October 1st of 1962. And this week, we remember that anniversary. You know, some things you just don't get tired of. That music and what that music indicated was coming up. And that's The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And we have a very special guest on our show right now. It's a gentleman who was responsible for putting Johnny Carson back on DVD long after he has passed away. And something has happened in the media business that really, for once, is going my way. I've been waiting for this for a long, long time, as millions of others. And that is the fact that more video is now going to be available of the great Johnny Carson. Joining us right now is a gentleman very close to him, president of Carson Entertainment, and he also is the nephew of Johnny Carson. Joining us is Jeff Sutzing. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm fine. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here. And I've got to tell you something. Me, like millions of Americans, not only across the country but around the world, miss your uncle, and I know you hear that every single day, as we did when I was with Ed touring the country with the Memories of the Tonight
show.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I appreciate that.
And went on the website now, johnnycarson.com. Tell us about what you have done that have made this big news for everybody in the entertainment business.
Well, the thing that makes this really unique is the fact that the entire library is now searchable. It was recorded on 2-inch videotape originally, and then 1-inch videotape transferred to Beta SP. And in the process of trying to preserve the library recently, we had the idea if we could tie a transcription to the video, then you would be able to type in a phrase or an individual and find it immediately. And that's what we've done. It's great.
And the amazing part about it is that this morning I'm watching all these clips, and my assistant comes in and says, "What are you doing?" And I said, "For once in my life, I am starting my day off right. What are you kidding me?" Now, there's also another site called licensing.johnnycarson.com. Tell us about that.
Well, the site is really two sites. It's a home video DVD site with selected segments and individual shows that are for sale to the public. And the clip licensing site is really for the broadcast media. And the clip licensing site enables industry professionals to go through the site and search and license clips. At the moment, it's not available to the general public for entertaining viewing, but it will be within the next month or so. It's going to happen very quickly.
Now, this is a gold mine, and speaking about a gold mine, actually it was stored in a mine, wasn't it? It was stored in a salt mine in Kansas.
It's all stored in Hutchinson, Kansas, in a salt mine 230 feet below the surface, constant air temperature, constant humidity, fireproof, floodproof. It's a fascinating facility. I've gone out there and seen it.
Now, you were born in Philadelphia. I was a Pennsylvania boy, so we have something in common. Moved out to California, and then you just took like summer jobs answering the phones and the Tonight Show, and one was in Burbank, and you went on to be a production assistant, then an associate producer, then won an Emmy in 1992 for the Bette Midler Robin Williams show, which was fantastic, and then president of Carson Productions, and very close to your uncle.
Yeah, I was really fortunate. You know, not only was he was my employer. And my uncle, he was my friend, and we shared a lot of great moments together, and I had a tremendous respect for the work that he did and worked very hard to preserve it, and now to make it accessible is something that I'm very happy to be a part of.
Well, I tell you something, you have made a portion of my life very, very happy, not only doing this, but when you permitted Ed to use some of those clips in our stage show. Ed thought the world of you. I got to tell you that, Jeff. He never wanted to do anything unless he checked with you, especially after the passing of your uncle.
Well, he was very nice in that regard. He did not need to do that, but he would call me from time to time and say, "I'm going to play at this theater, or I want to do this type of production. Can we use this?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, of course. He's such a big part of the show. He could do whatever he wanted."
Yes. It's amazing is that the morning that you called him to tell him of your uncle's death, the first call he made was to me, and I didn't take the call because I thought he might have been dialing the wrong number because there's 3 hours difference and it was so early.
Exactly.
So I waited about an hour and I called him back and I said, "What did you dial wrong?" And then he told me, of course, the very, very sad news. Let's talk about the tapes that were from 1962 when NBC owned the show. What happened to those? Because I heard a story, well, he told me one time, the fact that those tapes were actually not knowing that the show was going to go on to be what it was for 30 years and huge even afterwards, that NBC used to tape over the earlier tapes. They didn't think that they were worth anything?
No, exactly. I mean, at that time, there were no home video, there was no syndication, no cable, and tape was expensive. It was a few hundred dollars per night in the 60s. So when The Tonight Show moved from New York to Los Angeles in 1972, they decided to do an anniversary special compilation show, and it realized that the first 10 years of the show were gone, and no one could figure out where they went. And if you go back to these old original reels, and you look inside the reel, there's a pass sheet, and it says, "Tonight Show, 1964, Tonight Show, 1966, NBC Nightly News, 1968, Hullabaloo, Shindig, and then the last show," and that's where it went.
Now, did they preserve the first one with Groucho Marx and everything?
You know, they did not. But fortunately, a viewer recorded the audio from that show and sent it to Johnny years ago, and we do have that. It's not on our site, but I do have a copy of that.
Well, then it's a shame, too, because there were a lot of classic shows. There were some black and white shows out of New York that were taped, apparently, as you alluded to, because I remember him doing a little dance with, was it Ella Fitzgerald?
That was with
Della Reese.
No, not Della Reese.
Somebody.
Louis Belson's wife. Who was Louis Belson's wife?
Louis Belson's wife. That's exactly right. And I can't remember that.
Pearl Bailey.
Pearl Bailey. There you go.
And what the kinescopes is what those are. Those were actually the negatives that were made as a copy for guests. And in the 60s, if you wanted to have a copy of your performance from The Tonight Show, you had a film made of the segment, and then you threaded up your film projector, and you played it against the wall, if you can believe that.
Yeah, no, I remember. I remember people doing that. Now, Jeff, the last time we talked, I mentioned to you the fact that I thought that it would be a unique idea for a cable channel to air Johnny's Tonight Show against Today's Tonight Show at the same time. And since the last time we spoke, they have done that. Antenna TV, which is part of a cable franchise that I think Spectrum carries, airs it every night, 11:30 Eastern Time. I watch that show every evening. It's the hour show Monday through Friday, and then the hour and a half show on Saturday and Sunday. And I'm sure that the reason more people are not watching it is because there's probably not that many people that are aware of that cable channel. And if they were, the show would be huge.
Well, I think the audience is very fragmented now, and that's pretty dated material. And we've been off the air, so you're going to look at material that's generally 25 years old, 30 years old.
I think Johnny, if he was alive, would say, "Hey, I already did it, and I went away on top, and that's the way I'm going to stay."
Oh, that's exactly right.
Jeff Sutzing is our guest. He is the president of Carson Entertainment. JohnnyCarson.com is where you have to go. It's a brand new addition to 30 years of the great Tonight Show with the giant, the king, Johnny Carson.
Today was the first meeting back in Washington, the President Carter and the President-elect Ronald Reagan. They met in the Oval Office, and the bad news was that the two of them together couldn't figure out why bread is a dollar a loaf. That was just kind of a, what you call an economy joke.
Economy?
And what?
No, no.
This is a word.
Economy laugh.
Yeah. I'm going to give me a small economy announcer, too. You know, they come in smaller sizes.
I know.
When you get a shot, for some reason they don't give it to you in the arm. They give it to you, as you know. I guess, well, why do they do that?
I don't know. What are you looking at me for?
What?
I'm not a doctor.
Well, no, but I mean, when you get a shot, you don't get it. Now, you usually get it in the gluteus maximus.
Yes.
I guess, that area.
There's more of that than there is of your arm.
There certainly is of your
arm.
You brought it up.
I know.
You know who's coming out of retirement? Said he wasn't going to come out of retirement? Muhammad Ali said he is coming out of retirement again. He's going to fight again. The reason he is coming out of retirement, he needs $2 million for his divorce settlement. Then his wife is going to retire undefeated. This is a beautiful weekend out here.
Lovely.
I mean, absolutely great in Southern California. Yesterday in Malibu, it was so hot that George Hamilton's sun reflector burned a hole in a Goodyear blimp. Saved a life this morning.
Oh.
Japanese tourists got hung up on my electric fence, and I turned the power down to simmer.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
You sound good tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, last night we had a lowbrow. Well, I shouldn't say that. Oh, they're gone. Why not? It was a kind of a looked out during the monologue, and a lady in the third row was waxing her legs with mop and gloves.
I've been in the broadcasting business now almost 7 decades, but a man who surpassed broadcasting expectations far as length of time was concerned was Johnny Carson, who was on The Tonight Show for 30 years, in addition to 4 years before that on Who Do You Trust, and then, of course, writing for Red Skelton and being very close with Jack Benny. Joining us right now is the nephew and the president of Carson Entertainment, Jeff Sutzing, and Jeff is talking about JohnnyCarson.com, where you can go now and get all these great clips, and of course, they're still going to have the series of DVD releases too, right, Jeff?
That's right, John.
I'm sure that you've been asked this a million times, but your uncle was a very private person, wasn't he?
Yep, very much so.
He really, around small crowds, didn't shine like he did when he was in front of 10 million people.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I think that he was uncomfortable in a crowd.
Yeah.
He was a genuinely funny guy, though.
Yeah, something that amazed me, and I was just talking to one of the people from Graceland just the other day, is when you go down into the recreation room of Elvis Presley's home in Memphis, Tennessee, he has three televisions there, and all three televisions, he got this idea from LBJ, apparently. All three TVs are running the best of The Tonight Show.
How funny is that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I mentioned it to my friend, the late Joe Esposito, whether that really happened or not. He said, oh, boy, he watched Johnny Carson every night. He wouldn't miss it, you know, unless he was on tour or something. And on all three of those videos is The Tonight Show the best of. It's unbelievable.
Oh, that's interesting. I love that. Well, you know, it's such it's Americana. It is what people relate to at 11:30 at night for so many years.
Yes, it almost camped off a day of tension, whether you were in business or school, whatever the case may be. It was just a light way to go to bed. And the fact that he was able to do that,
right,
and not have, of course, times have changed, but any direction of blue humor was amazing. I mean, listening to these clips that were playing on the show, he'd just take it up to the envelope and then know where to stop.
Oh, he knew exactly where to stop. He had a great sense of the middle of the road and how to not offend people. He had a terrific comedic sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, like he, you are a pilot, right?
I am.
What do you fly, by the way? Because I'm kind of interested in airplanes.
I have a Cessna 182.
Oh, do you really?
Uh-huh. the new airplane, and my wife and I fly it all over the country. We love it.
Oh, wow. Do you ever come down to Orlando?
You know, I haven't been south, but I actually want to go to the Bahamas, and I'd love to go to Orlando.
Well, you need to stop over here and be our guest, you and your wife. Speaking about the Orlando area and the Florida area, I know you're... Uncle had a boat down here every once in a while. What about the two sons? What are they doing right now?
He has a son who lives in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
and he has another son who lives in Florida. I'm not sure exactly where, but near Orlando.
Near, I think it's in the Fort Lauderdale area, isn't it?
Exactly, Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
Now, did he miss leaving the spotlight because Ed told me many times that he just didn't miss being in the spotlight anymore because he said, I did it. I got the impression that NBC wanted him to be the elder statesman, much like Bob Hope was, but he just didn't want to do it anymore.
You know, I think he really missed being in the spotlight, but he felt that there was a time to go, and he didn't want to be someone who had stayed too long. And the fact that people would stop him on the street and say to him, we miss you so much, there's nobody like you, he would then say to me that you can't get any better than that. I'm not going to screw that up.
No, and that's absolutely the case. Timing in comedy is everything, and he knew what to do in his career as far as timing was concerned, and he did it with graces, which is, you know, he did 30 years of television with. Now, typing in a single name, word, or phrase into a search engine, a producer or anyone could really thumbnail any term or clip or guest that they want, can't they?
Well, again, I need to make it clear that that's not for the public at the moment. That's for the broadcast industry. But yes, you can type in Ronald Reagan, and not only do you see the times that he appeared on the show, I think it was when he was the governor of California.
Right.
But you also see any time that someone mentioned Ronald Reagan,
mm-hmm.
and it's fascinating. And within a month, that will be available to the public. There's been a jump on the fact that that is part of the clip licensing site, and that is really a wonderful feature.
A lot of the clips that we remember were in movies like Fargo, Talk to Me, Watchmen. I mean, you must get... I would imagine that you are just inundated year after year with people wanting to use these clips for different things. And I congratulate you on being very specific on who you give these things to, because they are chunks of gold.
Well, they are. And the way that they used the segments of the show in Talk to Me was a great reflection of the way the show looked in New York. It was flattering, and I love to see the show used like that. It's terrific.
Yeah, it's used with respect and dignity, which is the way it should be used. What do you think your uncle would have said about the fiasco over The Tonight Show and the fact that The Tonight Show was brought back to New York starring Jimmy Fallon, where it all started, going back to when Steve Allen was hosting it back in the late 50s.
Oh, man. I'm sure that he would have a whole ear for me, but I'm not really sure what that would be. But he would find that very interesting.
Well, I think he would, too. Well, yeah. I got to tell you something, Jeff. I take this as an immense compliment that you joined us on the show today. I really do. I have to be honest. I've been in the broadcasting business a long time. I have never said this to anyone, not even the pals of Elvis Presley, okay? But I envy you. I envy you that you were close to such a magnificent performer and such a legend as Johnny Carson, because, and I told that to Ed too, I said that to be in his presence had to be a real trip.
Well, that's very nice, Ron, and yeah, I'm a very lucky guy. I was able to stand very close to the a guy who was at the top of his profession. It was great. It was wonderful.
He was literally the best, and that Midwestern smile, that innocent boy look, and that very quick mind made it all 100% Johnny Carson.
True, true.
Okay, the website is johnnycarson.com. Go to it now. It is terrific. And our guest has been the president of Carson Entertainment, and that is Johnny's nephew, Jeff Sotsing. Jeff, thank you so much, and please take me up on my invitation to stop down here and visit us, okay?
I will do that, Ron. Thank you very much.
Jeff, thank you, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's enjoy some of Johnny's bits right now.
That's kind of a sad. I hate to bring sad, but, you know, it's my job to report what's going on in the country. And a man who visits this show very frequently, one of my favorite guests, was in the paper today, Dr. Carl Sagan, the world-famed astronomer, after 12 years, is getting divorced from his wife. Now, I hate to hear things like that. And it's possible that's going to cost him billions and billions. Look, there are a lot of things to do here in Burbank. A lot of fascinating sights. Have you been up to the Vista Point on Mulholland Drive?
No.
Vista Point, Mulholland. You drive up there, you give a quarter to a valley girl, she lets you look in her ear. And out the other ear, you can see the entire San Fernando.
and we marked the 60th anniversary of Johnny taking over The Tonight Show this past October 1st. He debuted October 1st, 1962.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Thousands took to the streets and cities across the nation today to rally for reproductive rights. Rallies were part of a so-called Women's Wave Day of Action. Organizers are hoping to emphasize the importance of voting for candidates in the upcoming midterm elections who support abortion rights. An explosion Saturday caused the partial collapse of a bridge linking the Crimean Peninsula with Russia, damaging an important supply artery for the Kremlin's faltering war effort in southern Ukraine. Russian authorities said a truck bomb caused the blast, which killed 3 people. And 10 people were killed in an explosion of a gas station in a small village in Ireland. The explosion leveled the gas station building, which holds the main shop and post office for the village, and damaged nearby buildings. Gary Martin with Emergency Services Donegal County Council had this to say.
We will remain on site in an ongoing search and check phase to ensure that there are no remaining casualties in the building.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. I have a book in front of me that probably many of our listeners may not agree with. We normally don't do controversial things. And I have to tell you, I read it cover to cover, and the author did a great job. It's called The Woking Dead, and it's penned by a gentleman who is in the midst of everything in the D.C. area. He's the CEO of Publius PR. Joining us is A.J. Rice. Hi, A.J., how are you? Welcome to the show.
Brother Ron, great to be with your audience.
First of all, I must say that if you're a Democrat or Republican, you should read this because he does something that's very unique. He puts a humorous spin on very serious issues. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, how do you write a book like this and knowing that a lot of the things contained within changes so fast and so timely? You're talking about the upcoming election, the midterms. It's a very difficult challenge, I would assume.
Sure. Well, look, and half of it was written before, you know, the last election, some of it. So, you know, there's some stuff that had to go that was... But you don't have to read the book cover to cover. It's vignettes, right?
Yes.
And there's like 97, like, entries. Some are humorous, some are horrific, some are both. There's a Trump chapter, there's a Biden chapter.
That's the thing that I like about it. You talk about Joe Biden. I mean, you do a number on him, there's no question about it. You know, sometimes I feel sorry for the guy, and then the next moment I'm mad and scared. When you have a guy that doesn't know what's happening, like the Go Brandon thing when he joked around about it, I mean, this is a scary situation. The pro-Trump people who have been really, really bombasted recently by the president saying that he doesn't even want their MAGA vote. I've never heard that from a presidential or any politician. I don't want your vote.
No, well, look, I mean, I had some fun with him. I mean, at this point, what they're doing to this man, it's like elder abuse, right? But I've got lots of nicknames for him and lots of nicknames for everyone else. You know, my sympathy can only go so far because you and I and this audience have been paying this man's salary for 50 years. Him and his family of grifters, I mean, they've never signed the front of a paycheck. And I think with Trump leaving, I thought if the supposed majority of votes that Biden got, I think a lot of the people that went with him that might have even voted against Hillary 4 years earlier, I think they thought they were getting something back to normal, right? Remember, we're going to get back to normal. It, you know, the craziness will end. Well, it turns out that that was all abnormal or paranormal as it can get. I mean, the country's falling apart. We had a medical tyranny. Now we have a cultural tyranny on top of that, which is wokeism. And now we've got this financial crisis where they're patting themselves on the back for supposedly fixing. It reminded me of when CNN put up those burning buildings. They had a reporter in front of those burning buildings saying that the protests were all peaceful. I mean, that's what this is like. I mean, watching them spike the football the other day on this inflation bill while watching the stock market fall apart on the other side of the screen, it's Orwellian, Ron.
I have been in the news media since I was 14 years old. I love the media and I respect the media, but as of late, I just don't understand what they're doing. I can understand the cable networks taking a view. CNN, Democratic, Fox, Republican, they're starting to wobble a little bit there. But I don't understand ABC, CBS, NBC. The opposing views that they have are so slanted. These anchors today are editorializing. And those major networks, they're supposed to be reporting. They're supposed to be Walter Cronkite's, Harry Reasoner's. They're not supposed to give their view. And, you know, you watch the 6:30 news, and they'll do 30 seconds on something that the president has done and 20 minutes on the raid at Mar-a-Lago. It's just so slanted. It's the media treatment of Richard Nixon all over again.
Correct. So 100 years ago, before World War I, the Marxists, they get to the United States and it dawns on them they're not going to be able to hate their country, to overthrow their country, because our blue-collar workers are patriotic. They fought in our wars. Right. They were about to fight in World War I. These guys, these bricklayers, carpenters, they love this place. So begins the long march through the institutions. And where did they look? They looked to the media. They looked to academia, including the government schools and colleges. They looked to the entertainment industry, so the theater districts and some radio, quite frankly.
Sure.
And today, Ron, they've got one thing that they didn't have then, and that is big tech. Big tech kind of acts as a force field for the Woking Dead. Because they're the same villains from 100 years ago, they can move at the speed of light. They can cancel you quickly. 100 years ago, if you wanted to shut down Graham Greene or George Orwell or the Bible or Hemingway or whatever it is, it took a long time to censor Mark Twain or Dickens or whatever you thought, you know. And back then, it's just shit people. It was coming from a different place. It was religious people that were upset about something being too risque or in the literature. But if you come today, now they can knock off Parler or deplatform you or demonetize you or shadow ban you at the speed of light.
Right.
And they have corporate backing, and they have cheerleaders on TV and in Hollywood saying, good, be the joke police. Be the police the culture. Change the culture. So that's who we're fighting. And
well, see, I don't understand their end game, AJ. You talk about the big business and even the politicians who are, you know, responsible for this woke movement, because by deteriorating democracy, all they're doing is putting our country in the hands of other countries, and that certainly is not going to help big business, who will be eaten up by that big government if they take over something.
Well, the corporate world is afraid to death of their middle management, who are the most radical of the woking dead. I mean, they're the people out in the parking lot protesting their own company, Netflix, because of a Dave Chappelle comedy special. These are the people trying to blackmail Spotify to dump Joe Rogan. I mean, that's who we're dealing with here. They're entitled, boiled, little brown shirts. You can blame a lot of things for it. Some of it's lack of parenting. Some of it's lack of religion in American life. But for the most part, these people have been captured, Ron, by this stuff. And the younger we go, the more captured they are. I mean, Gen Z, which is younger than millennials, I mean, they have no social skills whatsoever. The Me Too movement told them all that they were predators. Then the China virus shows up. They're born after 9/11, Gen Z, with a smartphone in their hand. So they have got no ability to be authentically human at all. And then you separate them. You send them home from school. You tell all the boys that they're predators. And then in some cases, they're confusing these people on what gender they are. Some teachers are doing a number on if you've got a single parent and your kid's at school, on one day they're a boy, on the next day they're a girl, or maybe they're sending boys and men, and, you know, Steve and Gary are getting sent into the women's locker room. This isn't like the old days where we're the Murphy Brown pantsuit brigade, where we're debating political correctness in the nanny state. This is really damaging children now. I think they're proud of it. And when you asked before, even beyond the corporate world, what the end game is, Ron, the end game has always been the destruction of the middle class, because, you know, the Western world cannot function without it. We're the only place on earth that can do it. So they have to destroy the middle class so they can just have the elites at the top and then everyone reliant on them, the government.
You know, AJ, I've asked that question to people before, and they have never explained it properly. You just did. Never really thought of it in terms of what you just said. I often wonder what Truman, Kennedy, Johnson would think about this thing today, because it's so far off. But I love the point that you make about signing a check. I have a theory in business. I don't want to really do business with somebody on a ownership level or a management level unless they have, at one point or another, had to make a payroll on Friday afternoon and know the feeling of cold sweat signing that check, realizing that, you know, you're really cutting it close. A lot of these politicians have never had it. They have a budget for their office, but they're getting government funds to back those payroll checks every Friday. You talk about late night television. It's terrible. It's no fun to watch this anymore. I can't help but think of Khrushchev saying in 1959, I don't have to bomb the United States. I just have to infiltrate our school system.
Sure. But have no fear, because I believe the pushback wokeism is an 80% issue. I believe, send an email over to Liz Cheney, that there is an insurrection. It's an insurrection of parents. It's parents trying to take back their schools, take back their church, take back their community. There is hope, because there's too many regular people, Democrats, quite frankly. They don't want their kid being told all white people are bad, or the country was founded by Klansmen and the 75 million people are all semi-fascist. They're not down with that. They're not down with any of it. So I think if you focus on being excellent at something, be excellent for an hour, be excellent for a day, be excellent for a week, you focus on that instead of identity, instead of diversity. Larry Bird wasn't great because he was white, okay? John McEnroe wasn't great because he was white. Venus and Serena, Muhammad Ali, Kobe Bryant, Jackie Robinson, these are talented people.
Right.
They were talented first. They happened to be this or that. But if we focus on being excellent, the one thing that unites us is way more of that than divides us. We're not going to be broken down and you know, balkanized by race and gender and sexual orientation. Be American. Be great at something.
I got to tell you something, AJ. This is done very well. And I urge everybody to go out and get this book. Do not be afraid of your party affiliation. Go out and get it. It's called The Woking Dead. It's penned by our friend AJ Rice. You know, I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. I really can. And I invite you, AJ Rice, I know you're on a busy schedule with the book tour, but to come back anytime and chat about this and anything else going on in the country, you got a hold on it down there. And as I mentioned earlier, I would love to come down, break bread with you one day in Washington. I love that city. But thanks for writing this. This is penned in such a fashion where it's an eye-opener to all Americans. And I stress that, to all Americans, regardless of what their political affiliation is. It's called The Woking Dead. AJ, would you come back and join us again, my friend?
Absolutely, Ron. You're a patriot. You've got an audience that loves this country, and it's their country. It's not a political party's country. I don't care what political party it is.
Right.
So just keep fighting, you know, fight for your family, and I really appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
AJ, thanks for writing this. I really mean it. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
season is in full swing, and our guest is quite an athlete, a former NFL pro fullback. He's played with the Baltimore Ravens and the Atlanta Falcons. He was an all-ACC fullback when he played for Wake Forest in college, and he was on the ACC Gridiron Live on Fox Sports. Joining us right now is our friend, Ovi Muhaley. Hi, Ovi. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
You are not only the ultimate pro on the field, but on the tailgate, too. You got some great ideas for game day parties.
I've been really blessed to be able to talk to you so often and share with your audience some of the knowledge I picked up from playing a little football.
I know it's a little early in the season, but any early season predictions?
I feel like every year the Bills are good, but Josh Allen and the Bills this year might be their year. He's so dynamic, so dangerous. I know Patrick Mahomes is always going to be Patrick Mahomes, but losing Tyreek Hill makes it that much harder for them to win. But Josh Allen and his team is just reloading and going at it. But I am curious to see if Tom Brady can be Tom Brady one more year. He seems like he's not that into it. I don't know if it's something going at home. I don't know what it is, but Tom Brady feels like he might finally be ready to retire. And at 45, I'm surprised he's even showing up for practice. So it's going to be interesting to watch the rest of the season play out, because there are so many great storylines, including here at home, the Falcons. We're 0-2, yes, but we're more competitive. We're actually putting ourselves in positions to win games against good teams. Whereas last year, against good teams, we were getting blown out. We were getting, like, just wiped off the map. And now we have an option, which is always a good thing.
Is it more fun right now to watch football on television than to play it? Because I know Monday mornings was very painful for you, physically.
I enjoy Sundays, but Mondays I can live without. Sundays you're still living off the high of scoring a touchdown, beating a team, or, you know, playing with your boys. But that day after, when you feel all the pain, I can miss that a thousand times. So I enjoy watching the game and having no pain go through my body, no concussions, no sharp discomfort in my back. I can actually enjoy football without having to go to the hospital or take a bunch of pain pills for inflammation. So yeah, I'd say on the other side, it's a bit more, I guess, exciting to enjoy the game of football versus playing the actual game of football.
Well, you've surrounded the full circle. You've got the advantage of saying you've done both now. Ovi, let's talk about tailgating, which you are equally excellent at. You come up with some great ideas for game day meals.
There's so many ways to tailgate. You can tailgate with a gourmet spread at the game. You can do a home gate where your family and friends at the house. You even have these fantasy football tailgating parties where people are trying to eat their food and watch the current game. So more options to tailgate and party are a good thing in this world.
I've often said that I want to be at your house on game day. It always sounds so good, Ovi.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy. I like first going to a one-stop shopping location. And for me, that's safe a lot. It has all the essentials, including the Farmington line of premium fresh brats. There are lots of flavors to choose from, but my favorite are their cheddar bratwurst and their beer bratwurst, which is so good. Having these two packed and ready to go in my cooler all the way to a game is an easy win. You know, I like to win. And don't forget to pick up the chips, dips, and snacks.
So tell us about a barbecue tailgate meal.
Oh, barbecue tailgate meals. It's really about having the right meat. Pork, chuck, venison, maybe get some bison out, beef and pork ribs.
You know, I listen to you, and you make it sound so good. If you are a person listening that never liked food, you know, just junk food, and they listen to you, you could convince them on anything.
Absolutely.
But you always have a great idea for some beverages.
Oh, man, there are great beers out there. My wife is big on wine when you tailgate. I don't think wine and tailgating is a thing, but she and her friends love it, so you got the juices for the kids.
Hey, where can we go, Ovi, for more information on the tailgating goods that we were talking about?
For more information, you go to tipsontv.com.
Tipsontv.com. Ovi, you know that you are always welcome here, my friend. Hopefully we can chat a little later on in the football season.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Ron.
Thank you, Ovi. Ovi Muhaley has been our guest, an all-pro fullback for the Baltimore Ravens and the Atlanta Braves. And now we go from a legendary football star to a bunch of dogs.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Yes, those are the dogs, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about dogs. Always like to talk about our fuzzy friends. It's Ron Sedgie today, live all across the USA and around the world. And joining us right now is a friend of our show for many, many years. And we are going to be chatting about dogs and pool parties for them when we bring on our guest, who you have seen on Inside Edition, Good Morning America. She is the official National Hardware Show correspondent for the Home Shopping Network. It's Catherine Emery. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Ron, like I said, always lovely to talk to you, and thanks for the wonderful introduction.
Tell us about this. This is a puppy pool party. Boy, that is a tang tongler.
People need to either go to Glidden's Instagram or Facebook page. Check out this puppy pool party. I'm going to tell you why these puppies are so excited, because guess what we did? We added a coating to the flooring surfaces outside that reduced surface temperatures. So Glidden launched this Fortune Floor for concrete stain with cool surface technology. So, Ron, what that does for our feet, our pup's feet, I even have a cat, my cat's paws, the ability to reduce those temperatures on those outside surfaces by up to 20%. And guess what, Ron? You can put it on your concrete. You can put it on your wood patio. You can put it on your porch. You can put it on your pool deck. They even have a porch and floor anti-skid. It's got a texture that it's going to add to the surface.
You know, Catherine, I had a little dog one time that used to chase around the pool the pool cleaner. I guess he thought that that was an animal or something. In the summertime in Orlando, Florida, the temperatures are ridiculously hot. And that poor dog used to wore down his paws to where it bled. And we were trying to figure out what we could do to not make that pool deck hot. I felt sorry for him. You know, he wanted to chase that thing, but he couldn't stand the pool cover.
You know what? Like you said, Ron, it is fall, but, you know, because those temperatures are cooler, it's actually a really great time to think about doing projects. What projects do I want to do to my house before things get super crazy? Then it's the winter. You can't really do a lot of updates. And by the time the spring comes, you just kind of want to enjoy your space. So it's a really good time to look around and think about what can I do now? And adding a coating to your flooring surfaces. So this innovation has just come out, hence why we're talking about it right now. But it is a really great thing. It's a great project because, Ron, it's easy to apply. No primer coat required. Those are going to last throughout every season. Come spring, I'm ready to chill out on my yard, thanks to Glidden, well into summer. I love that.
Great idea. Where can we go to see this little puppy party online?
Ron, everybody for a smile today and to learn about this awesome innovation that you need for your outdoor surfaces, people should go to Glidden's Instagram or Facebook or hotdogsummer.com.
Catherine, it's always nice when you're here. Please come back and join us anytime. You know you're always welcome.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Ron.
Thank you, Catherine. Catherine Emery has been our guest, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgie.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I'd like to thank you for joining us and our guests, who include Pat Boone, our tribute to Loretta Lynn, Steve Gerber, the president of Johnny Carson Productions, Jeff Sotzik. I also want to thank author A.J. Rice, NFL football great Ovi Muhaley, and Catherine Emery. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.